Welcome to the RPG Podcast.
And we are live.
Oh, God, Pat!
Presented by Sheath. A Time Wheel production.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Robert Patton Global Podcast. I am here today with a special guest or two, Matt Humble and Stephen Wiley. Stephen
Sumati. Hey! They call me Stephen Sumati, Stephen Wiley, Dicey Drop Set.
What is a Dicey Drop Set?
Well, you know that I'm getting dicey because I'm doing this physique show in November. So I gotta get the physique, dicey, immense physique, first one. That's what's new with me right now. I am battling the quarantine 15.
Yeah.
Snacking on too many Oreos, Reese's peanut butter cups.
You got 15 pounds
hot
extra?
Fries. Not 15. I gained some muscle as well because I kept training. But hey, that's something I'm dealing with, but feeling blessed to be here in Colorado. Amazing spot you have. The new compound, the new creative factory, the amazing trails, the sky, the mountain.
The Zen
My breath
zone.
Is literally taken away mostly because it's tiring, but it's beautiful too.
Yeah, it's a place of Zen. I was a little skeptical of moving up into the mountains, but now that I'm here, I like the view. I like to be able to look over the tree line, see just the heavens on earth, the mountain.
Absolutely. Definitely feels like it's heaven on earth.
Yeah. So I'm glad that you're here. And we're trying to just get a little celebration tomorrow, a little party.
Something's happening, I heard.
Yeah. You guys are going to...
What was happening again?
I am celebrating holy matrimony. with Stacy.
Shout out Stacy.
Yeah.
Holding it down. She is one of the analysts for Sheath Underwear. You know, yeah. And I'm seeing that now that we're all here. The whole team's here. Mm-hmm. She really helps with input, you know, with operations, all of it.
She's finding a couple holes and helping, you know, try to make it better. So, and that's what we all do. And that's what I appreciate. And as long as we all keep doing that, it's going to keep growing. And the vibe right now is solid. It's, you know, the vibration is harmonious.
Definitely very strong. Everybody works well together.
Yeah.
Because I can remember 10 years ago, there just was no funding. There was just no buzz. It was just...
Yeah. Sometimes I cry if I think about it. Yeah. I was telling...
Let some tears out.
Well, I don't know that it'll happen at the moment, but I was talking to my contractor who's been working on my house for the past 2 months with a crew of two, and we've been paying them pretty much full time for like 2 months, which is crazy in and of itself to be able to afford that, if you will. And then just like where we've come and where we were, and it just how lucky we are, I think it's mostly the most important thing. I was just like, why me? Yeah. Not why me, but you know, like, it's like, how did I do this or whatever? With you guys, of course, but
yeah, we've learned a lot from you. Me and Matt have learned a lot. Just following your advice, like where you've made mistakes, things that you're strong on, you know, you can share with us things that you've suffered, like your weaknesses, just like being aware of it, you know, talking about it, having meetings once a week, just checking in, seeing what's good. Cause business is so much more, right? Like, it's like the entity thing that we were talking about yesterday. You know, it sounds spiritual. It kind of is in a sense, you know, where there's the cohesion aspect, you know what I mean? And you can really feel when it's not on point. Like you said, the vibration's high. Mm-hmm. At other times, it can be really low and you're like questioning things and it's not flowing.
Yeah.
And that's like, you're grateful when it's not like that, you know?
Yeah. It's such a blessing. At this point in time, we are about to like skyrocket with the business, and we got a lot of new products coming out. And I mean, it just so, and then having you guys here, and we're all like working on our own personal growth, which in turn relates or transmutes into company growth. You know, the stronger we are as individuals, the stronger we are together as a team. building each other up. You know, you guys doing the ice bath today, showing me
your stuff like that.
Past like this certain, I thought I could only do so much, and then I saw you guys doing like, well, these motherfuckers can.
Of course, I gotta do it. You're like, you're gonna do 5 minutes, really? Yeah. You were kind of mad for a second. You were trying to flex on me in the bathroom.
Well, I had to go. We had to go get food for everyone. That was the main issue.
Okay.
But I will do it tomorrow. I'm down.
So yeah, you've been utilizing recently the ice baths and your sauna, which me and Matt got to do 90 minutes in the sauna. That is our record. We've done an hour in San Antonio at the Gold's Gym sauna.
Mm-hmm.
That was hotter. It got to about 180. But yours still got to 144, but just the duration aspect of it, the endurance, was nuts. And I love the soundproofing because we were doing mantras, we were singing songs. We put up Spotify off the little touchscreen in there. That's so cool. It had the lights on. Unforgettable.
Well, how vibe. Do you? How does it compare? I mean, I know how I feel it compares to like the steam room and dry sauna, like a traditional dry sauna. But is this the first time you've done an infrared sauna? Probably not.
Actually, no, that is my first time doing infrared.
Obviously, I like the sauna.
Honestly, I like the dry heat more.
I know.
It's just something I don't know. I kept being like, I want to go do the sauna. I kept choosing it over the steam room. And once like the 30th time that's happened, I'm like, okay, I'm a sauna dude. I guess if I really had to narrow it down. So. Mm. Got a crazy sweat on. We stepped out one time, but it was literally a 20-second step out to drink maybe a pint of water and then right back in there. Whew.
Do you know how many pints are in a quart?
2.
Look at you.
Look at me. Doing water math.
I was
doing... Sipping on 2 pints.
I mean, I would think a quart, you know, it's like 4 quarts.
It's all weird.
A pint, I don't even know.
It's weird, dude.
A pint is a pint of beer. Right.
Or, you know, juice or whatever juice. You want, you know.
Well, like, and the reason
a
I bring
pint
that
of
up
juice.
Is because I'm trying to learn shit, but also I'm correlating. I like to correlate things and like find the connections, and I just connected. We're making homemade ice cream with a pint of something and
put
quarts so and things, but a pint is a pint of beer, and we have pints of beer. We have pint glasses for sheath. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you guys can get a pint of a sheath pint, which is also connected to Into the Dark Blue, which is a men's mental health thing.
Shout out Zach Jewell. Oh. Yeah, men's support group.
Yeah.
Part of sheath, you know, building a community mm-hmm. for men's mental health. That's something that I feel like we work on, and it's ingrained into our sheath culture, is no matter who you are, doesn't matter what gender you are, we want you to be, you know, really healthy inside and out. And so doing ice baths, meditating, sauna, walking on the trail, smoking weed. I mean, hey, like, it's not a bad thing. If it's helping you go at your best, I mean, just get in there, you know, find the flow state. I feel like you just have to moderate it. You know, nothing too in excess. Like, all you're doing was the sauna.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's great, but like, you have to add things,
well, what's,
you know what I mean?
What's your flow state? What's your best favorite way to get into the flow state?
My flow state, definitely with my yoga background, I'll do Wim Hof breath at least 3 to 4 times in the morning, and that's maybe 30 seconds to a minute each round. So you're doing the really deep breathing.
If you find that YouTube video of the Wim Hof breathing technique, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Just YouTube it.
But as far as of recently, I would say the past 2 years, weightlifting is like my favorite flow state. Like, just really controlling the weight, feeling the muscles move, like understanding the systems, you know what I mean? Because it can be oversimplified. But now that I'm studying more of the anatomy and...
So you're understanding it better.
Yeah, like how the nutrition plays, all these factors, they're not so mysterious anymore. I think it's always going to be a mystery how our bodies work. You know, they're incredibly intelligent. So we're always trying to figure out the next thing. But as far as my flow state, weightlifting, I would say for an hour, 3 to 4 days a week. Cardio, at least 3 to 4 days a week.
Running.
About 20 to 30 minutes. Walking on the treadmill, incline, or running, getting some sun.
I know you used to run a lot. I don't know if you still run.
Oh my God. We ran so much. The funny story I'm going to tell you guys. So we did a marathon 6 years ago.
Hey. That was me. And
you. That was the most painful. Honest to God, it was one of the most painful things. We thought we were so cool. I remember we woke up. It was about 5:30 in the morning because the race was at 7 downtown. So we're like, all right, as long as we leave by 6:15 or whatever.
Rock.
You had
roll.
Hemp milk. You didn't even have a full container of hemp milk. You had like two bananas.
No water.
No water. We were just like, yeah, let's pound a couple like glasses. And then we'll head out. We made the hemp milk banana smoothie. We pounded that. We smoked a joint in the lot. And then crashed. We walked out just like, here we go.
Yeah, we crashed the marathon. You're like, so we didn't pay. We just got in the crowd. And when they shot the gun or whatever, we started running. And we were running good.
We were running good for the first 3 miles. I feel like
it was like the first 13 miles.
Honestly, yeah, you're probably right. Because I remember we stopped for the restroom at mile 8. I definitely remember mile 8 and my legs were kind of wobbly. And I said, oh, fuck, dude. Like, just keep going. Like, don't be a bitch. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then I think we got separated at mile 20.
It got so
where you, it got ugly.
Yeah, you were way
we
too.
We just kept snaking.
I had to totally stop because my feet were hurting so bad. I stopped and took my shoes off and like massaged my feet for like, you know, 20 minutes or 10 minutes or something.
That's on that David Goggins intelligence, you know? He's like, I just stepped down. I'm going to start massaging my feet. They think I'm weak, but they don't know the depths of my pain. You know what I mean?
I'll never quit.
That's honestly like, that goes back to the weightlifting thing. A lot of the times I wanted to be macho man and then I would just end up almost hurt myself or getting fatigued. So it's basically like, wow, you're gonna put yourself in timeout. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're being stupid with yourself. Well, you know what
man,
I mean?
I'm so tough, bro. Yeah, always. I mean, like with basketball, I would always get back on the court before my injury had healed or push myself too far and then injure myself. So annoying.
Ugh, yeah, like the past year, I mentioned the physique thing. With all the COVID stuff, it's been pushed back. I really started formulating my intent in December. Was thinking I was going to do Phil Heath Classic in Houston, Texas, April 25th.
Mm-hmm.
Got totally canceled. I was all upset, you know, blah, 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 blah. Phil Heath got postponed in September. But then I'm talking with my physique coach about a month ago. And we're just like, hey, let's give you more time and do the San Antonio Classic. So that's the one that I'm doing. It's Saturday, November 7th. First show. It's pretty cool, you know. Build the awareness for Sheath. Just be a Sheath athlete. You know what I mean? Start that whole division, you know, because I feel like there's a lot of awesome, awesome athletes. But there is like a division of people that do physique stuff. Maybe not all the time, for what I'm seeing in our community. You know what I mean? Like there's... that girl Cece was a physique competitor I saw that we support. I'm sure like MMA fighting too kind of goes hand in hand with physique. Like some people maybe have chosen to do physique like instead of getting punched over and over. They're like, I'm already super fit. So
that shout might out be a Juan thing. Gonzalez, my boy Juan Gonzalez.
Juan Gonzalez? Coach.
Yeah, he's a former Sheath model and he was used that time to do his modeling for Sheath while he was preparing for the physique show and he lost.
Oh my god, all savage.
Yeah.
I don't know how
you win or lose. You're like leaving it in the hands of the judges and who knows, you know, like they might just think, I don't know.
Yeah, one judge just says, oh, I like this dude's eyes color more.
Exactly.
And you could be like nearly twice as shredded or something, you know?
Yeah. It seems like there's a lot of room for bias or something kind of.
Yeah.
Something.
I mean, my coach, I have two coaches. So my newest coach, I'm not going to name names, but, you know, he is a pro in the IFBB, the International Federation of Bodybuilding. In men's physique, he turned pro 4 years ago, and he did mention that. He's like, dude, it doesn't, like, you could be super, you know, great, but it might just be like a look preference, you know what I mean? And it doesn't mean you're like less of an athlete or like you didn't go as hard, you know?
Yeah.
So you can't give up, but it's such a niche thing, and I just know it's always called out to me because I've been athletic and I'll get fit, but I've never gotten to that next tier of like, I'm just ridiculously shredded, and like, you know, you can see all my muscle, like I'm strong all like the way
busy,
around.
Like busy or whatever his name is.
Beezy. Yeah, Beezy is huge. He's doing classic physique.
Yeah. Okay.
Classic is the, you know, they're basically like in the trunks, like the short trunks.
What are you gonna be in?
So men's physique, you wear like literally like it's they're like swimming shorts.
Yeah.
Like board shorts or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so that to me was like, okay, I know I'm not huge and I like the build of my body, and I'm like, I think I can really have the discipline to tune up. So on Saturday I will be 16 weeks out, so I have to be real with myself. Like my diet has not been the best, and that's something I know me and you have talked about. You know, we just give each other like little like, hey, have you been eating good? Like, what's up? Like,
yeah.
Even if it's a little thing like that, it does motivate you. You know, so I think once I start to cut,
yeah, accountability. Maybe I'll get on there with
unnecessary
you.
Crap. You know, up my cardio,
fucking gummy bears,
practicing
bro.
The posing daily, pushing hard in the gym. You know what I mean? But smart. That's another big one. You know, my training, like I said, used to be go heavy. But now I use really light weight, but I'm so locked in that muscle is getting constantly under tension, you know?
Yeah.
There's no wasted.
Even with stuff, like Robert Oberst, he's a giant, you know, he was using like 20-pound dumbbells to do his shoulders and just going like this.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
The shoulders are whatever. Big one, dude, for so many people. They rip stuff, so then their pressing ability is compromised. Like they absolutely cannot press overhead, they can't really do bench properly, they have to go decrease the range of motion. So all these things that I've come to learn are huge blessings, and I'm just going to keep adapting them in my training. And I have high hopes. We were talking about this whole trip here. We have a restock coming up in about 8 weeks. You know, our medium 4.0 is just, that's been beaten down. Like it sold out how long ago? Like 3 months ago? Two months ago?
It happens too fast. But It's a blessing and a curse. Praise the gods for giving us this challenge.
To have it sold out than be like, dang it. Trying to come up with these schemes, you know, you're just like, oh, well, we gotta get this stuff out. Let's go. This is just what's happening.
Send it to Ross, go. TJ Maxx. There's so many avenues for business. Like,
yeah,
we're just in a really good position right now with the branding. We got it's a premium brand. We deal with
like really is yep
high level elite athletes and influencers and shit.
The most recent one that I wanted to mention was Aaron Marino.
Oh,
that was huge for us. You want to talk about, you know, how you know him and like,
I mean,
talking that whole process. I'm sure it wasn't just like, you just go, Aaron, like wear the sheath. You know, I'm sure it took some time. Took years.
He was working with another underwear company. We're working with his agency, which is Minfluential, which has been very good to us because they've been promoting sheath for a few years, but he's like the top tier dude on that team as far as audience and you know response and reach. And we met up with him in February this year at the it was a Minfluential conference, but it used to be called StyleCon. But
that's what I kept hearing, we're going to StyleCon, and then it'd be like, wait, I'm not finding anywhere.
Yeah, the Minfluential Conference is what it's called now. But he's like, he owns it. He's a baller, dude. He's this little dude, but
he's
with a
full of energy. He reminds me of a Jack Russell Terrier.
Yeah.
You know, like a very like elegant, badass. Like shout out to my
high energy,
my Jack Russell Terriers I've had in my life. Yeah. Jack and Jill, rest in peace.
I had love a y'all. Jack Russell Terrier named Winston.
Oh, yeah. Winston, that's beautiful.
He was a vibe. Yeah, he was they're very energetic, and like you said, and that's how Aaron Marino is, and he put that product out to his people and they came running. It was we were
exceeded the expectation, right,
and then some. Like we're still getting orders, you know, pretty frequently.
That created a really big wave,
right? So now sheath is at the next level, and we are just gonna grow as a team. We're looking at houses to see if the Sheath team's
going to
consolidate in Colorado where Whew. Weed is legal.
Where it's not 108 degrees.
It's not 100, you know, there's a lot of benefits to living in this state, especially with our lifestyle.
Like, takes a little effort to sweat here. Yeah. You don't just like step out for 30 seconds and
you want
you're like, wow, let me take a shower. This is great.
Yeah, that's so such a bummer in San Antonio. You can't walk outside without like just drenching your body.
Yeah, I love San Antonio, humidity. But Colorado is very accommodating. We always learn something new. So like for Woodlands, this is our first time coming up this north. Because we're a little closer to Denver than your previous mm-hmm. near Colorado Springs. They have this wooden cabin vibe on lockdown with everything. It's like Tractor Supply is a cabin. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Safeway is a cabin. Like the Walmart. Gas station, Walmart, Starbucks is cabin mode. The bank, is, like you're literally in a two-story cabin. It's cool. I really like it. It has some absolute personality. The air is super clean. I always say that every time. That's the most apparent thing to me is I'm breathing on point. Yeah, it's harder here. I'm definitely pushed. I was like going up that first hill to the trail, like, wow, I should not have ran up that. I'm a little winded right now.
It's basically 9,000 feet. A few more I think it's 12,000 feet where there's no more trees grow and it's very little vegetation because there's like so little oxygen. And a lot of people in Colorado go to these, they're called 14ers. You could climb to the top of a 14,000 foot mountain. I've done a few. It's really cool. I mean,
it's almost 3 miles. That's awesome.
It just, yeah, I guess straight, not straight up, but you get to the top and there's so many of them here. People just like a challenge to do them. I remember when we did do them, my friend Matt and I would, from Ohana Kava Bar, we would do these chants, chanting like, I am a magnificent money manager and I'm a success magnet, and these types of positive affirmations. And every time we'd come down the hill, because you lose service, you'd be like, I have more money. It was weird. Like our sales would be good on Sheath. And
so that is so cool.
Same with him.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. In Atlanta, I remember the team came together and we'd basically been like, we're like whispering. I was like, guys, 10,000
a day.
A day. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, no. Like, that's the focus.
Yeah.
And then, like, somebody else would say, 10,000 sales a day. Two more times. I was like, I felt like a conductor. I'd be like, no, three more times, 10,000. And everyone started saying it together. And we all started jumping up in the air. It's like, 10,000 sales a day, 10,000 sales. So now we're already over half that.
That's what we're saying, 10 grand a day.
Right.
We're over half that to that goal already. And that was less than 6 months ago.
A few times since then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Once we hit that on the regular, I mean, we're already at a point where, like, we can kind of do what we want to do. Like, if you guys want to go to France, we could go to France. It would be a bit of a thing, but we could all go to France and, like, but I'm not going
to
do that.
I just want to go to Vegas, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've still not gone to Vegas.
Tell them about Vegas.
You've never been to Vegas? Are you serious? I know.
Shame me. Come at me.
I feel like he went with us.
Shame me, Brad Bingo.
It's just a all-night party. It's like a lot of lights. It's, you know, it's a lot of energy. And so they try.
What's the most fascinating to you about it? Like, what?
I like
what's
losing
like,
track of time. Okay. You don't, you're like, there's okay, no time okay. there. It's kind of, that's a nice thing.
That is cool. And that's how I feel here, losing track. We were working together earlier this morning, and everyone was like, it's 1:30? Like 3.5 hours. Felt like 2 hours or something. It was weird. It is definitely different state of being.
I'll just say something about Vegas.
All right, go ahead.
My favorite part of Vegas is that there are all these themed hotels and you get to see architecture from like the whole entire world all in one street. Like you could go to Rome and Egypt and Paris and like even more places than that, all within like an hour period, you know? So I love that about Vegas.
Damn, Matt was smiling big right there.
Caesar's Palace. I've been watching this.
What's your favorite? Caesar's?
Well, we're segue slightly. I've been watching this a new Netflix documentary series called Rome, or the like the Emperors of Rome, and it has Caesar and Caligula and Tiberius and these different emperors, and it was on some Game of Thrones shit.
They're pretty mean, dude.
Yeah,
they poured like the movie Gladiator, like very like romanticized. They were some meanies, dude.
Cassius, I think something like that. But he was when the movie Gladiator was, based off of. Mm-hmm. I don't know that the guy that played the Gladiator was a real person in real life, but Maximus Aurelius didn't. Whatever, Maximus.
Marcus Aurelius.
But Maximus was the slave who won in the gladiator,
and then he's like telling him like, you have to serve longer for me, and he's like, I just want to run away to an island, basically vibe with his wife. I was like, even watching that as a young person, just felt like terrible, like, oh, this dude like needs to like have a vacation for a long time. Like,
he's just like, I'm very old, you're going to help me.
Oh, could you imagine that?
That type of position people are put in, and like, are we, you know, prepared for things like that, to be a king? Like, mentally, we want power. But I'm trying to be like, not to be like I'm a Roman emperor, but it is, there's a weird similarity when you're running a business and you have... people that work with you, but there's things, I see things, and I don't, you know, and it reminds me of like the Roman Empire where they want to get to the top, and it's very subtle, it's totally different, like there's not knives involved.
But. Oh my god.
But y'all, 10,000 armed horses.
Y'all ready to fight?
I mean, we have our little beef.
Yeah, I know. You know, we've had our problems, and they need to be handled already. Because you're really starting to piss me off. You've really unlocked the bear, dude. The black bear now.
I'm a jaguar. Jaguar.
Oh, you're a... Okay.
Jaguar, bitch.
Are you like a chrome? Like a chrome candy paint
very
jaguar?
Very black.
Oh, you're actually purple. You're blacker than my black bear?
A little bit purple.
You're just kind of stealing my thunder, dude. I'm very, you know, agile. I like candy paint purple. All that
you're
stuff.
You're big like a bear and fat, like a big, you know, fat bear.
Yeah. What's gonna happen is I'm gonna squeeze all that ice cream out of you. It's gonna be really bad, dude.
Steven is an artist. He's a freestyle rapper.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. It looks like we're going to have a rap battle, honestly. We both have our mics up like this.
So you're an artist, Steven. Do you have anything new?
Yeah, I actually teamed up with this cat named Frank Knight for a new track called 12 Blankets.
Uh-oh. We were talking about that last night. We have 12 blankets in the house.
You got like 30, I think, but okay. I think you'll enjoy it.
Well, let me hear it. I'm a harsh critic. Better be good. Yeah, don't talk all day. Just like quick and bake.
Yeah, not all the time. Oh my god.
Like say people that smoke a pack of cigarettes, that's like 20 times a day. If you were smoking weed 20 times a day.
Oh my god, 20 joints, could you imagine?
That's bit extra. Maybe like 4.
Maybe like a good 4, healthy shared 4.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. And I try to keep it to a minimum, mm-hmm. but I don't see anything bad. Per se either.
Yeah, so I have this project dropping the end of August, Me Versus Me. That's one of the songs on there. Been collaborating with this artist Frank Knight. Dude is sick. We help each other construct, you know, from the lyrics, the groove, just really great collaborator in the studio. He brings the energy. It's really fun, man. We've been linking up for the past, I'd say like 6 weeks in a row, getting studio time. So it's a huge blessing to find people, you know, that you can get into that state with.
Yeah.
Create, you know, it doesn't get bogged down. If we don't like something, we don't like something, move on. You know, it's just really, it's the most fun to me. Like, really, it's the most fun.
It's exciting.
Just making like music.
Creating. You know, freestyling. You're always freestyling, I presume. Not a whole lot of writing.
Been writing a little more, actually. Yeah, we still freestyle to create, but we have been writing out, editing, you know, what's going to work.
Yeah.
I love freestyling. Like, don't get me wrong. I just, it's therapy.
Yeah, I'm not, you're pretty good at it. I can't really flow as well.
You're pretty good. You just got it. Like, once you just get in that chill zone.
What? Throw a beat then. No, I'm just kidding. To be continued.
Well, thanks for having me, man.
Yes. Thanks for coming. My whole team is here. You're here. Newest member and oldest member of the team, Steven Sumadi. He's still doing our bi-weekly
Infinity Presence, Badaishin Yoga with Matt Zian. You're always fusing up things together. So check out a workshop very soon. Probably here, honestly.
Probably hear about it on Sheath Underwear too,
for sure. Sheathunderwear.com.
Go get you a pair. And thank you, sir. Where can we find you, Steven?
You find me at Infinity Presence. That's the yoga base. Steven Sumadi, Steven with the V, Sumadi, Samadhi for music. SoundCloud, Steven Sumadi. Infinity Presence YouTube has some stuff up. They can go to the Sheath Underwear blog. Check out our videos, get some yoga there. So yeah, much love. Facebook, Infinity Presence, and cheerio.
Word up, open up your mind and your body with some yoga. Check him out. Find him at our page on the Sheath Facebook page. And, get a little bit of extra enlightenment. And thank you, Steven, for joining me.
Thank you, sir. Peace.
All right. Peace out, people. All right, peace out.